I thought our energy level was average. You know, we got the ball at 3 feet or 2 feet several times early and come away with nothing. Don't even get shot up, and got the ball in the high post and never squared up. And then I thought that they were certainly, you know, even though, you know, first half for the first 16 minutes or so, you know, they were just a one or two basket game, but then they stretched it out at the end of the first half, and that turned out to be a pretty big difference for us, because when we did come back, we never quite got over the hump.
When you see Udoka make a couple of his fouls, it's just not in the moment.
Well, the first one, I thought the first one was a, you know, pretty soft call, but, you know, I don't have the best position on it. But that's, you know, if you lower your shoulder, you put yourself in that position to be called on. I actually thought his second and fourth, his second foul was, I'd have to watch the tape, but it looked like to me that pretty obvious call. And the same with his third and his fourth one, pretty obvious calls. So, yeah, we need him to be in the game. But to be honest with you, I didn't think he was much of a factor when he was in there. We didn't get really much low post scoring when the whole game plan was to try to throw the ball and isolate him on the post.
How do you account for it? Is it on him that he only got four shot attempts? Is that hurt? It's involving him.
I'd say probably a combination of both, but he had the ball. I mean, how many times? I mean, he lost the ball twice when he's at 6 inches. That should have been more. He had the ball at 2 feet, and he tried to throw the ball to Legero, cutting there at the end behind the backboard. I mean, he could have easily got up seven or eight shots if he'd have been a little bit more alert, I think.
How many times
did
he hurt his
eye in warm-ups,
and did that affect him?
Oh, yeah, he was messed up. I mean, he was messed up. He was icing it the whole time. Marcus Garrett missed a layup or a dunk or something and swung his hand and hit him right in the eye. Svee didn't miss yesterday. I think he made 8 threes in a row yesterday when we were scrimmaging. So I thought he may come out and be on fire, and then, you know, he was never able to get untracked.
Marcus swung his hand in frustration after missing the playoff win shoot-around.
No, I didn't say that at all. No. Well, I mean, if you miss it and just swing your hand back, I didn't say anything about frustration.
What was the challenge of you managing minutes when both Mitch and Doak have 4 fouls?
I put Silvio in for 15 seconds and or 30 seconds, and so that didn't turn out very well. But you know, in that situation, we were behind. I would say we were just going to play them until they both fouled out for the most part, and then go small if that happened.
Bill, you guys had taken Manu out of the game for about 30 minutes, and then he got loose. They straightened from about 6:50 to about 4:20 to go. What changed there from your perspective that he got free?
He actually made 2 bad shots. I mean, let's call it like it is. Those 2 threes he made were probably 27, 28 feet. So I mean, he's just a good player and jumped up and made a couple of big time shots. But I mean, that wasn't anything that we did to like a breakdown. I mean, those were hard shots against the zone and at the end of the clock, and they were just clutch plays. He's a good player.
Anything else?
Big picture, what are your thoughts about where you guys are at right now and with a few games left?
Yeah. I don't think we're playing very well. I think that we were obviously better, you know, 3 weeks ago than we're playing right now. But every team goes through ebbs and flows during the course of a season. But we just don't have enough margin for error to have, you know, 3 or 4 guys really be into it and turned up and emotionally and physically ready, and then maybe have 1 or 2 that maybe isn't at their best. So there's just not the margin of error. So we have to be pretty good as a unit each and every night. And today, obviously, we weren't. I thought Baylor was a lot better than us. Even though the game was – we cut it to 2, and even though the first half until the last 4 minutes, it was a 1 or 2 possession game. You know, I still felt like they controlled the game, you know.
Why'd you start Marcus?
I just thought his attitude in practice was better. Yeah. So.
And
to that end, I guess, do you think chemistry is where it needs to be with?
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. No. The thing that we know that we need to do to be pretty good and to have a chance to really compete at a relatively high level is the players haven't quite bought into that totally yet, and it's getting late in the season to see if they're going to buy into it. But Malik, in my opinion, didn't deserve to start, and so I'm tired of guy. I'm really kind of tired of starting guys that don't really put themselves in a position from what we need to do, an intangible standpoint of being out there, because it's not about winning and losing from that perspective. It's about, hey, this is what we need you to do to be good. This is what we need to do in order to give us the best chance. And if guys don't do that, then yeah, I'm tired of rewarding guys to start whenever I don't feel like that those things are taking place. And doesn't have anything to do with making shots. You can miss all the shots you want to, but at least from an intangible standpoint, give us some stuff.